Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This has been just an absolutely fun day, and to top it off, I am going to speak with Steve Tucker, who is a farmer in Nebraska, and as CNN kind of dubbed him today, the Twittering Farmer. Not that he's the only one by any stretch, but I had spoken with a CNN reporter, John Suter, back a little while ago, and we talked about this whole concept of farmers and the use of new technology, and especially when it comes to some of these new communication platforms. And he kind of wanted me to point him to what I thought were some good examples, and so Steve was one of those guys. And lo and behold, a story did get published today, and in fact, they even called Steve and talked to him live via video on Skype on CNN Live today. And so I just thought it would be great to have a little chat with Steve because we've communicated through Twitter but never really met each other. So, Steve, welcome to our program.
Well, thank you. Good to be here today.
Well, I think you definitely have kind of set the bar a little bit with the fact that you have embraced this idea of using your phone a lot, but your computer too. You've got your own blog and Twitter account, which you're very active on. And so, first of all, how does it feel to have been the subject of a story on CNN today?
Well, I got a phone call from the gentleman that you referred to earlier, John, and we became good friends, and he basically started asking me some questions. We conducted an hour interview, and he took the story from there, and it's just kind of spread throughout the internet today.
Boy, it sure has. And I think it, you know, for anybody who may be listening and or will read the post that goes with this on AgWired, you know, we've kind of evangelized this whole concept in the last couple of years. And, you know, there's never been a more important time for the non-farm public to kind of get an understanding of where their food comes from and the people who do work to make sure that we've got enough food in the grocery store that we can put on our plates. And so this, I think, is probably one of the best examples that I dare say might be used and pointed to even as how effective some of these tools are. And so I know, and maybe you could just give us some anecdotal quotes about some of the interaction you've had since you've been on Twitter, especially. I know you've even written about this, about, you know, the various people that you sort of met through this mechanism.
Well, I guess what I really focus on is today, and since that article went up, they actually had a link to the way for people to follow me on Twitter, and since then, I've just been overwhelmed with just people in the public that are just ordinary citizens working in an 8-to-5 job and living in the cities. And there has been a lot of thank you and appreciation to farmers for the job that they do and the effort that they put in. And I know that there's lot of focus because I guess the squeaky wheel gets the grease, and they're the ones that want to bash agriculture as we know it today in the United States. But I think just my little take on what has happened today, there's a lot of people out there that are just appreciative of what's going on in modern day United States agriculture today.
Well, and I could be wrong, correct me if I'm wrong here, but as a result of this, have you had a lot of new followers on your Twitter account?
You are not wrong by any stretch. I started off this morning with 406. I just happened to glance at it this morning before I even knew that this story was going to break, because we did this interview quite a while ago. And lo and behold, I think we're approaching 1,000. I haven't looked at it lately, but so
you,
there's
you are. I just looked at 100. It. So.
Well, good. And that's just another avenue to get out there to get the story told. So I'm just glad to be a small part of it.
Well, you're doing a great job of it. And, you know, I read an article as I was doing a little online work today, as I usually do, searching around. We'll just call it a mainstream media reporter. This was about a year ago, writing an article about why would anybody want to read about what or follow what somebody does, you know? And he just did not get it, couldn't see any purpose for it, you know? And yet, like what you're doing, you write about life on the farm. You've got some good humor in there, which I think makes it, frankly, kind of entertaining. Now, not everybody does. Let's make that point. But, you know, you are communicating with a lot of people, obviously a lot more, like more than double now after today. And growing, but isn't it? How does it, as from a farmer's perspective, what do you think about how this has? You know, what does it mean to you as a farmer that you've been able to have this interaction with people who, probably most of whom aren't farmers?
You know, today I have really spent a lot of time just interacting with. The people that have thrown their comments out. I had one today from a guy who said, hey, just keep us entertained for those of us who have to live our life in a cubicle, which I guess I never really thought about, but I don't, every day is different. I walk out of my front yard, I'm in my office. So I guess it's a way to share what's going on with life out in a different neck of the woods and just a way to interact and what will come of it. I don't know. I wondered that myself. I love doing public speaking. I love talking to people, and I guess if that's a way to become an advocate for agriculture and what's going on, then I guess we'll just have to see where the road takes us.
Well, John, I think the author of that article did a great job, and of course, you know, he definitely has branded you, at least in my mind, as the twittering farmer. But I do love another quote he put in there, as you're sort of a text happy evangelist for rural America. And you know, I think that's a very valid point and well said. And so, you know, I'm just glad I had the chance to speak with you finally, and maybe someday we'll get to meet in person. I know I'm going to be coming out to Husker Harvest Days as an example. So I used to manage.
Well, we'll have to get together.
Well, I hope we can arrange that. And
I'd love to meet you.
I'd love to do that. Well, you know, I know that it has been a busy day. You're on your way to Denver with your family, so I don't want to take up too much more time. But any other anecdotes you might want to share about today in terms of the interaction?
You bet. The one that comes to my mind was just the explosion around what has occurred to. And I just put it out in one tweet that that says, I'm just I kind of summarize it, but a year ago I sat in my tractor thinking, boy, it sure is kind of lonely out here, and now today I sit here and I'm wondering where everybody's going to sit. So it's just been kind of and quite a day. So
well,
who knows what'll happen.
Well, and I thought it was interesting that those, the ones that interviewed you by video Skype today, and it was made a point in the blog, was that, you know, when you sit on a tractor for 15 hours, it can get a little lonely or boring, and, you know, the fact that you've now got things like satellite radio and, of course, your phone, and of course, we got service in the places, because I know when I used to drive Nebraska, and you get in some of the sandhill areas. I remember just thinking, okay, I won't have any communication for the next 30 miles. Or, you know, I knew where those dead spots were. But that's changed a lot today. And so now, especially with some of these precision technology applications that I know you mentioned, thank you very much, in the interview, and how that's helping you, especially with the size of operation that you're doing, making you more efficient. At the same time, you're able to really kind of multitask now instead of just having to you know, direct and guide that tractor up and down the row.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the change that has happened is you have to be ready to multitask and take on two or three different things at the same time. And technology is just making that capable of being able to take place. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to tell people that years and years ago when my grandfather was farming, if you wanted to be rich in agriculture, hard work was all you needed. But today, you got to have a lot more of a business savvy to the whole business. And frankly, that with the technology and the way things are going, it's making it a lot simpler to multitask and do three or four things. I'm looking forward to the day I can actually put a computer in the tractor with the wireless air car, be able to do all kinds of different things. So I'm excited.
Well, what? A final question that occurred to me. When you started your blog and, of course, Twitter, I mean, what was kind of like the initial inspiration or motivation for you to kind of jump in and do that?
You know, I don't know. I just kind of had some friends that started the blog, and I kind of followed them. I thought, hey, I can do that. And then Twitter came along shortly thereafter, and it's just there's all kinds of avenues just to meet people, and it's just exploded from there.
Well, I want to thank you again. I'll let you go here and look forward to, like I said, we're not that far away from farm show season, and I am planning to be out there for Husker Harvest. So I'll make sure I make the effort to connect and look forward to meeting you. And again, thanks for a great job. I think you did, and great representative for agriculture. We appreciate everything that you do. And I'm just glad that you've been able to get some of that feedback from the public as well.
Yes, I am too, and appreciate all the work that you do and how you're an advocate and traveling the country and telling the story.
All righty. Well, you take care, and I will look forward to talking to you later. And that is our Zimcast for this week. I really has been a fun day to see this kind of unfold online and on CNN as well, and getting to talk to Steve here. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.